a process of cutting rates. So it's less about how much today and about the holding out the hope of more rate cuts to come. What I'm expecting is a quarter point off the Fed funds rate today, half a percent off the emergency discount rate, that's where banks go when they're in difficulties, but clearly a statement which says more is going to come, don't worry guys, we'll keep on cutting.
And what's their key focus right now? Is it trying to get the banks to reduce their interbank lending rate? Is that the key focus?
That's
right now?
Part of the process, but it's slightly wider than that, because of course what you've got at the moment is actually a monetary policy tightening. You're a consumer, your interest rate hasn't come down 0.75 points along with the Fed funds rate. If you're a consumer, the chances are your interest rate's gone up because banks are tightening credit standards and raising the costs that they pass on to the consumer. So what the Fed is concerned to do is to stop that process of monetary policy tightening.
And whatever the rates are, the other problem is the fact that the banks are just reducing their lending generally, and they don't want to lend to anyone with any sort of risky background, so that's going to cause a problem in itself. There's nothing the Fed can do about that, is there?
No, there's not much that the Fed can do about that. And at the margin, we are, I think, going to see less credit. Now, we can go back to Japan in the 1990s. It doesn't matter how much you cut rates. You cannot force banks to lend if they don't want to. But in actual fact, one of the things that we're concerned about is not so much new borrowers, but existing borrowers who've got adjustable rate debt, where the interest rates go up and down. Those are the guys who are vulnerable in this current environment, and the Fed's got to try and limit the damage to them, because of course there are far more existing borrowers than there are potential new borrowers.
And you mentioned the discount rate, which is the rate that you say that the banks go to the Fed asking for money if they really need it.
Yeah.
But that's kind of academic, isn't it? Because once people start using, or once banks start using that facility, there's a huge stigma attached to that. So they're going to avoid that anyway, aren't they?
Well, there is a stigma, and particularly here in the United Kingdom, borrowing from the Bank of England attaches a huge stigma. In
Northern
the States,
Rock was the classic example.
Precisely. In the United States, it's less so, and there has been more willingness to borrow from the discount window in the United States. So I think actually, as the credit crisis of confidence continues, banks will get over the social stigma and recognise that, hold on, here's someone prepared to lend us money, we might as well take advantage of it. And that will then help to at least smooth over some of the problems in the market.